Our guest in the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss.
Morning, John Mark. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Well, now, we're a little bit concerned about the weather, though, and you're hoping to have your annual in the spring, Bodart Car Show, but the weather may not cooperate.
Well, yeah, this is our third one in a row that we've moved to the spring, and right now we're hearing 60 to 70% rain, high winds, hail, and these guys that are coming in here with these $100,000 cars, for some reason, they don't want to get them beat up with, with hail. I mean, you know, most of these guys don't drive them when it's just raining.
Right.
So yeah, we're going to wait till Friday morning and make the call. So we'll have the latest update on the weather. But right now we're looking that we may have to cancel it. But I've got a lot of sponsors and a lot of vendors that want to participate in the car show, and we're really looking forward to it happening. If it doesn't, then we'll make it available as soon as possible.
You'll reschedule it.
Yes,
maybe sometime in early summer.
I would hope in May for sure. If not, this would be in the last. If we don't do it in May, then maybe the 1st of June.
Well, last weekend it was the big event.
Oh,
that the chamber.
How cool! Yes.
And what were some of the things you all did as part of that?
We went around Commerce. We cordoned Commerce off into 10 sections, and we hit it off with pickup trucks and trailers. Gene Castleberry was out there with his truck, and Jim Ayers with Commerce Funeral Home drove him around.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was a lot of fun. Matter of fact, it was Brian McGinley that drove him around. Jim was doing something else. But we had about 65 football players from the university. We had another 30 or 40 fraternity and sorority people from the university, as well as faculty and staff and coaches, town people. We filled up 5 40-yard dumpsters, and the city provided some people to come down and run the backhoe. To crush the trash down in the compactors and compact them, as well as a dump truck. And so, you know, we appreciate everybody who sponsored. We had some great sponsors that helped us do it, and it was a big success. We really had a good time. Alliance Bank paid for the breakfast. We got our donuts from Sweeties, and everybody had a good time with that. Fix and Feed provided water and drinks and stuff. And so it was a town effort.
We're talking with Paul Voss, and Paul is the director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Now, I've been driving by on Live Oak Street, the old Lone Star Pizza building, which has been vacant now for quite some time, and obviously a lot of activity there, and you're telling me what's going to happen.
It's going to be called Tokyo Express, right next to the subway, and I've talked to Cha-Cha, who's the owner. He's already moved to Commerce. He's going to open this up. It's going to be Japanese cuisine with, if you like sushi, a hibachi bar. It's going to be really, and they've really done a lot of work on that building. It really looks good, and he's supposed to be opening in May or early June. So we're really looking forward to him opening that, and it's going to be a real asset to Commerce. It's something different for Commerce, and that's
definitely
good.
Will be right. Not another pizza restaurant or Mexican
that's
food
exactly
restaurant.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Did you? I guess you saw that they've already put that where B6 Up Pond was up by Flying L. It's on the ground, and the new Taco Bell is fixing to be erected up there, so that's kind of cool.
I'll say that again.
Where B6 Up Pond was, just the other side of Flying L, right there at the Shell station on Live Oak and 24. They've been working on it for about a week now, and it's the old Quonset Hut is gone.
So they are building a new Taco Bell on that site.
Yes, they are. Really pretty cool.
And they've already started the construction.
Well, they've started all the demolition.
The preparation.
Yep, they have. So that's good. There's some really good things happening in Commerce right now.
Well, and then the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and we don't have much time left, but I've seen a lot of activity on the building downtown where a new coffee shop is coming in.
Becky Thompson is called Mugs, and I'm hoping that she's going to open real soon. And it's a real surprise what all is going to be in there. We know it's going to be a coffee shop. We don't know to the extent of what kind of stuff they're going to have to eat, but surely they're going to have some good. It's going to be good. They've really spent a lot of time and effort on that building. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it looks great from the street.
It really does. Yeah. It's great.
And that maybe will be opening in.
We're hoping May or June.
Okay, pretty soon then. Okay,
yep.
Good.
Yep.
Paul, good report.
Thank you. It's always nice to have good reports.
That's right. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Paul Voss, manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.